Day 35, Saturday, November 26, Genesis 38 and 1 Chronicles 2 3-2-8, Genesis 38 1-30 NKJV. It came to pass at that time that Judah departed from his brothers, and visited a certain Adullamite whose name was Hirah. And Judah saw there a daughter of a certain Canaanite whose name was Shua, and he married her and went into her. So she conceived and bore a son, and he called his name Ur. She conceived again and bore a son, and she called his name Onan. And she conceived yet again and bore a son, and called his name Shelah. He was at Kizib when she bore him. Then Judah took a wife for Ur his firstborn, and her name was Tamar. But Ur, Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord killed him. And Judah said to Onan, Go into your brother's wife and marry her, and raise up an heir to your brother. But Onan knew that the heir would not be his, and it came to pass, when he went into his brother's wife, that he emitted on the ground, lest he should give an heir to his brother. And the thing which he did displeased the Lord, therefore he killed him also. Then Judah said to Tamar his daughter-in-law, Remain a widow in your father's house till my son Shelah is grown. For he said, Lest he also die like his brothers. And Tamar went and dwelt in her father's house. Now in the process of time the daughter of Shua, Judah's wife, died, and Judah was comforted, and went up to his sheep shearers at Timnah, he and his friend Hirah the Adullamite. And it was told Tamar, saying, Look, your father-in-law is going up to Timnah to shear his sheep. So she took off her widow's garments, covered herself with a veil and wrapped herself, and sat in an open place which was on the way to Timnah, for she saw that Shelah was grown, and she was not given to him as a wife. When Judah saw her, he thought she was a harlot, because she had covered her face. Then he turned to her by the way, and said, Please let me come in to you, for he did not know that she was his daughter-in-law. So she said, What will you give me, that you may come in to me? And he said, I will send a young goat from the flock. So she said, Will you give me a pledge till you send it? Then he said, What pledge shall I give you? So she said, Your signet and cord, and your staff that is in your hand. Then he gave them to her, and went into her, and she conceived by him. So she arose and went away, and laid aside her veil and put on the garments of her widowhood. And Judah sent the young goat by the hand of his friend the Adullamite, to receive his pledge from the woman's hand, but he did not find her. Then he asked the men of that place, saying, Where is the harlot who was openly by the roadside? And they said, There was no harlot in this place. So he returned to Judah and said, I cannot find her. Also, the men of the place said there was no harlot in this place. Then Judah said, Let her take them for herself, lest we be shamed, for I sent this young goat and you have not found her. And it came to pass, about 3 months after, that Judah was told, saying, Tamar your daughter-in-law has played the harlot. Furthermore she is with child by harlotry. So Judah said, Bring her out and let her be burned. When she was brought out, she sent to her father-in-law, saying, By the man to whom these belong, I am with child. And she said, Please determine whose these are, the signet and cord, and staff. So Judah acknowledged them and said, She has been more righteous than I, because I did not give her to Shelah my son, and he never knew her again. Now it came to pass, at the time for giving birth, that behold, twins were in her womb. And so it was, when she was giving birth, that the one put out his hand, and the midwife took a scarlet thread and bound it on his hand, saying, This one came out first. Then it happened, as he drew back his hand, that his brother came out unexpectedly, and she said, How did you break through? This breach be upon you. Therefore his name was called Perez. Afterward his brother came out who had the scarlet thread on his hand, and his name was called Zerah. 1 Chronicles 2 3-8 NKJV. The sons of Judah were Ur, Onan, and Shelah. These three were born to him by the daughter of Shua, the Canaanitess. Ur, the firstborn of Judah, was wicked in the sight of the Lord, so he killed him. And Tamar, his daughter-in-law, bore him Perez and Zerah. All the sons of Judah were five. The sons of Perez were Hezron and Hamul. The sons of Zerah were Zimri, Ethan, Haman, Kalkal, and Dara, five of them in all. The son of Carmi was Ashar, the troubler of Israel, who transgressed in the accursed thing. The son of Ethan was Azariah. Daily deep dive. For this final day of the week, I would like to start with the UCG reading program that gives a lot of good information on the placement and importance of this chapter, and then I'll make a few comments. UCG reading plan states the story of Judah and Tamar is of notable significance. It is placed here in the middle of Joseph's story, not because it is directly related, but because the events took place after Joseph was sold into slavery and before the sons of Jacob traveled to Egypt. As can be seen, the end of the account is the birth of twin sons, Perez and Zerah, to Tamar. These two boys become important fathers in the lineage of future kings. If Onan and Judah had had their way, Tamar would not have given birth to the very son whose descendants include both King David and Jesus Christ. Although the account does prominently show some of Judah's shortcomings, that is not its main purpose. This account is about proving lineage. Both Luke 3:33 and Matthew 1:3 show that Perez is the son of Judah through whom Jesus was descended. The Messiah would be a descendant of Judah, see Genesis 49:10. But why the detailed version of this lineage? Many of the other lineages in Genesis simply list who fathered whom. Wouldn't that suffice? No, for without the story of how Tamar conceived and Judah's subsequent public acknowledgement of fatherhood, the Jewish heritage of the descendants of Perez, including Jesus, may have been unknown or disputed. For further information on the descendants of Perez and Zerah, including the significance of the breach and the scarlet thread, please see the Throne of Britain, its biblical origin and future. Another interesting item in the account is Judah's statement, "She has been more righteous than I." This was certainly true. Notice that although Tamar did dress as a prostitute, it was Judah who solicited her. Yet later, Judah sentenced Tamar to be burned as punishment, even though he had been very willing to go into one whom he thought was a harlot and participate in such a sin himself. In contrast, Tamar was ensuring that an heir would be raised up to her husband. Compare Deuteronomy 25:5-6, a responsibility that Judah had willfully abandoned, Genesis 38:14. And, to wrap up this chapter, here are a few more comments. Verse 7, men did and do evil all the time, but God doesn't step in and immediately kill them. We aren't told what or did, however the words used here are meant to express exceedingly wicked. It was some very great evil. 2 Chronicles 2:3-8. The reading doesn't have us read all the way to verse 15, but I'm going to go just a bit further to show the importance of Perez who Tamar bore Judah. We'll come back to these verses at a later date. I will simplify the family line of King David. Judah ah Perez, through Tamar, ah Hezron ah Ram ah Aminadab ah Nashon ah Salma, ah Boaz ah Obed ah Jesse ah King David.